then pressed my back against the wall, lifting my legs. The length of the chain between my ankles was only about half a foot, and the shackles wouldn't give an inch, but it was enough. Planting my bare feet into the creature's shoulders, I got a good, most unfortunate look at the thing as its foul breath blasted me in the face. Man, the craven was not a fresh one. Patches of grey flesh clung to its hairless skull, and half of its nose was gone. One entire cheekbone was exposed, eyes burning like hot coals, lips torn and mangled. The craven twisted its head down, sinking its fangs into my calf. Its teeth tore through the breeches and into flesh and muscle. Air hissed between my gritted teeth as fiery pain burned its way up my leg. Worth it. The pain was more than worth it. I would spend an eternity taking these bites if that meant she was safe. That it wasn't her in this cell. That she wasn't the one in pain. Shaking the craven free, I dragged the short chain over the thing's neck as I crossed my feet. I twisted at the waist, pulling the dull bone chain tight across its throat, ending the craven's screams. The shackle clamped down on my throat as I kept turning, cutting off my air as the chain dug into the craven's neck. Its arms flailed on the floor as I jerked my legs in the opposite direction, snapping the creature's spine. The spasming became more of a twitching as I hauled it within reach of my bound hands. The chain between my wrists, connected to the shackle at my throat, was much shorter, but long enough. I grasped the craven's cold, clammy jowls and brought its head down hard, slamming it against the stone floor by my knees. Flesh gave way, spraying rotting blood over my stomach and chest. The craven went limp. I knew it wouldn't stay down, but it bought me some time. I unwound the chain and kicked the creature away from me. It landed by the archway in a tangled mess of limbs as I relaxed my muscles. The band around my neck was slow to loosen, eventually allowing air into my burning lungs. I stared at the craven's body. At any other time, I would have kicked the bastard into the hall like usual. But I was weakening. I was losing too much blood already. Not a good sign. I looked down. Just below the shadow stone bands, shallow slices ran up the insides of my arms, past both elbows and over the veins. I counted them, again, just to be sure. 13. 13 days had passed since the first time the handmaidens swarmed this cell, dressed in black and as quiet as a tomb. They came once a day to cut into my flesh, siphoning my blood as if I were a damn barrel of fine wine. A tight, savage smile twisted my mouth. I'd managed to take out three of them in the beginning, ripped their throats out when they got too close, which was why they'd shortened the chain between my wrists. Only one of them actually stayed dead, though. The damn throats of the other two had stitched themselves closed within minutes. Impressive, and also infuriating to witness. Learned something valuable, though. Not all of the Blood Queen's handmaidens were revenants. I wasn't sure how I could use that information yet, but I guessed they were using my blood to make brand spanking new revs, or using it as a dessert for the lucky. Tipping back my head against the wall, I tried not to breathe too deeply. If the stench of the downed craven didn't choke me, the damn shadow stone around my throat would. I closed my eyes. There had been more days before the handmaiden showed the first time. How many? I wasn't exactly sure. 2 days? A week? Or... I stopped myself there. Shut it the fuck down. I couldn't go down that road. I'd done that the last time, trying to clock the days and weeks. Hours became days, weeks